with lots of fleas and ticks in the summer, especially if they go outside.
Yep.
And dogs typically go outside a lot, so mm-hmm. they can end up with problems there. Which I talked to the White House Veterinary Hospital. Dr. Karen Oberhensley runs the place, and she is very knowledgeable on all kinds of diseases, Lyme disease, for example, or mm-hmm. anaplasmosis. I don't even know what that is, but they're carried. A lot of these are carried by ticks,
mm-hmm.
and they can be prevented. The Lyme disease, there is a vaccination, but other diseases that ticks carry cannot be prevented by vaccination, she says, and the symptoms can be lameness or swollen and painful joints or lack of energy or appetite, all mm-hmm. kinds of things, fatigue. All kinds of things can show up, particularly in dogs,
yep.
Which as well as cats, but not as much in cats. But dogs can also develop heartworms, which everybody seems to know about, and they're carried by a mosquito.
Oh, which, I didn't know that.
If they're detected early and treated, the dog can recover.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not, then I believe it's fatal.
Yeah. Yep. You got to be careful about that. Now, I was surprised. Lyme disease is something that cats and dogs are susceptible to. I didn't know that.
Both. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're live in the studio here at Hot and Hutterton. This is your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I have some special guests today. We are going to be talking about an upcoming event here in Flemington. And whenever we talk about redevelopment and economic growth and prosperity, we have to include the artists. And we have artists in all of us. And how do we connect with art and how do we produce art? We're going to be talking about that. And this great show, an artist show. So we're going to be coming right up with that. In the meantime, as always, we certainly have to pay the bills around here. And we have to start off with a quote. And because we are talking about art today, we're going to go with a quote about art, really. And the job of the artist is always to deepen the mystery. And that's our quote of the day here at Hot and Hunterdon. I'll be right back to introduce my guests and to talk for an hour from 4 to 5 today about the Fine Artisan Show in Flemington.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big Z coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
We're back here in the studio. I'm your host again, Georgine Trinkle, telling you about the weather this week. Well, today, if you don't go outside, you're going to be okay because the sun is beautiful, but the winds, I would definitely use a term breezy or greater, gusty perhaps. The winds could gust as high as 30 miles an hour, but we are looking at very sunny skies today. We're going to have a low around 46 this evening. Tomorrow would be a great beach day, and everyone knows I like to give out pointers on when you might want to call in sick, so that could possibly be Tuesday because there's a high of 79 and a sunny sky in the forecast. Tuesday night, it's partly cloudy with a low of 54. Wednesday is another beach day, I have to say, a high of 88, and all of the crazy weather we've had with the rain and the cold, looks like summer is here, and we're talking about an event that kicks off summer, so it's perfect for our forecast. Wednesday evening, we have a low of 66. which is great for the runners in the early morning hours because that's the perfect temperature for running. And then Thursday, we're going to start out with some fog, and then the skies will clear, and we'll have mostly sunny skies with a high of 91. And then Friday, we're looking at another great day with a high of 85. So it is summer weather, which is perfect. We're going to do a break, and then I'll be able to introduce my guests. Stay with me.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we're back here in the studio. So we have our weather. We know it's going to be a great week. And it's a great week to talk about what is going on in Flemington. So I have two guests here, and I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves. And you'll learn the mystery will be, we were talking earlier about art and mystery. The mystery will not deepen. We're actually going to solve the mystery of who's in the studio and what we're talking about.
Hello, thank you for having us here today. My name is Ina Janibikova. I'm a local jewelry designer. I have a studio on Main Street in Flemington for 5 years now. And
it's called
Small Jewelry Studio.
We have to start with that, and then we'll introduce our next guest.
Hi, I'm Sheila Fernikes. I'm also a jewelry designer. I create my jewelry with sculptural beadwork, and I've been incorporating polymer and steel wire.
Wonderful. And I think that we have some pictures, Sheila, that we can share on our Facebook page.
Great.
So people can see the image of what you're creating. And you're here today to talk to me about an event that's going on in Flemington. And it's an event that's Memorial Day weekend.
Correct.
Kicks off summer in a great way. So what is the event?
Well, interestingly enough, the event is on its fifth year. We have a group of area artists that have been doing this show. Well, there's always new people who join us. I just love it. I need to say that the Memorial Day weekend days for the show are going to be Sunday, May 28th, and Monday, May 29th at Stengel Factory in Flemington.
It's really a great venue. It takes on a whole new personality. The artists bring their booths, they bring their items. Everything is lit up. It's a great place to shop and spend a Memorial Day weekend, particularly if you have family and you'd like to take them to an event. It's a great day, either one.
Now, what's really interesting is I think a lot of people haven't ventured over to the Stengel Pottery venue there because there's so many things that go on there.
There's a lot going on there.
There really is a lot, and it's such a perfect place for a fine artisan show. We're talking about a place that had so much history with pottery and really was at the craft. They're at the top of their crafts in
yes.
producing pottery. And those kilns are still there. When you think about the white pottery, the kilns are still there.
The place is very charming.
The last time we were there, there were a lot of people who were taking pictures of the kilns because it's a very special place, and it's nice that it continues to have artisans there.
Absolutely, and there are very few places you can go for such a beautiful event where there are, I believe you have about 30 artists, if it's similar to last year.
We have a good group of 21 person doing the show this year.
And that is something that people don't usually get to see, where they could park somewhere and just walk in. You don't have to take a shuttle bus. You don't have this tension of where am I going to park and where am I going to find this place. It is so easy to get to.
The parking is free. The show is free.
Yeah, it's very convenient. A walk from town, you could park right there. And I know we'll be talking about our sponsor, Grateful Bites. You could even have a very nice snack or a nice lunch there. So it's quite convenient.
I was trying to figure it out. The first time I was there, I had no idea that they had artists that had their work showing in the factory, so you can walk around and you can see artists' work besides. And then, of course, when you go into your show, each artist has their own display area.
That's yes. Right.
Which
it's
is
like
really
set
nice.
Up a pop-up shop, each of us. And it's particularly nice because you're actually speaking with the artists who create the items.
Which is really amazing. And it's something you don't always get to do with artists. Sometimes, you know, they'll just be a great big event and there'll be things hanging and you don't really get to talk to the artist about how they created something or what it means, or if you're working with a new type of metal, why you chose that.
It's amazing also to hear the stories behind the creations. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at a very beautiful bowl or a silk scarf and then you hear the artist talk about how they conceived it or how they made it or what inspired them, and it makes it that much more special.
It really does. And what are the times of the show on the 28th and 29th?
Both days, the show runs from 10 to 4.
10 to 4. Okay. So if anyone wants an address to plug into their GPS for this, it's at Stengel Factory, which is 50 Stengel Road in Flemington. Again, the dates are Sunday and Monday, May 28th and 29th. It's from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And as Sheila mentioned, they actually do have some food that you're able to... Really, and there's picnic tables outside, so if it's a beautiful day, you can get some things from the sponsor, Grateful Bites, purchase, you know, a nice little lunch, have it outdoors, and support the artists. And that's something that you will hear me talk about at Hot and Hunter and often, about the local economy and how it is reliant on small businesses, and artists are obviously small businesses. Ina has a shop on Main Street, Street mm-hmm. right in Flemington, and you're part of the economy.
We are, but the show draws people in, and it's such a wonderful way to spend an afternoon during your weekend, to bring your friends and family, look for art, have lunch. We are inside, so we don't really depend on the weather, which is a great thing.
And it's climate controlled.
Yes. So you know, if it's windy outside, you can always sit inside the building. We have tables there as well.
And when you were mentioning the economy, the artists depend on selling their items to make a living or to, you know, add extra income. So this is their economy, or I should say ours. It is our business as well as our art.
And I'd like to talk about that, how this got started and why it's in Flemington. But first we have to take a break, and then we'll be back to talk more about the Flemington Fine Artisan Show. Stay with us.
I see the sunrise creeping in. Everything changes like the desert wind. Here she comes and then she's gone again. And I'm just a traveler on this earth. Sure as my heart's behind the pocket of my shirt. I just keep rolling.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I got a heart rush. It's slowing down. I got it real bad. Want everything she has. That's...
And here we are back in the studio with Ina and Sheila talking about the upcoming event that's going on here in Flemington, and I was curious why you picked Flemington. Is it, Ina, because of your ties to the area?
Well, my studio is here, and 5 years ago, I was talking to Sophie Shore from Roman Jewelers, and Sophie is a great supporter of local art scene, and she said, why don't we have a little show here, and she offered the premises of the store to set up for the artists. And we had a wonderful 12 people group, a small group of local artists. We did that show a few times, actually, at Roman Jewelers. And then it just started to grow. We decided to move to a bigger location right next door. The Stengel Factory was a natural choice, of course. And now we have a bigger group of people that come from New Jersey or from close Pennsylvania. And also, we love to show a really nice representation of various categories of art and craft. We have fine art, jewelry, art jewelry. We have people working in fibers and wood.
Pottery,
of course.
We have glass.
Yes, glass is just beautiful.
And many of the artists have known each other for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And I've also been in the area. I think I've lived in Hunterdon County over 30 years. Most people know me from Hunterdon Central, where my husband taught for 36 years. And social studies supervisor there. And I did public information at Hunterdon Central for about 15 years and made a segue into art jewelry. I kind of returned to my roots because I started out as an art teacher in Spotswood, New Jersey, actually. And it's nice to return to my roots. And the artists that Ina has mentioned, we all have crossed paths in various ways and with various shows. And Flemington and Hunterdon has such a wealth of talent that it made a lot of sense to have a show like this in Flemington.
It really brings something to the area when you can be a resident and take part in either as an artist or as someone who enjoys art, to be able to look at so many fine artists' work in one location on a holiday weekend. You know, what a perfect thing. And I know I didn't check the schedule, but sometimes there's a parade that happens.
On Mondays, yes.
Okay, so the parade is on Monday.
I'm not sure if they're having parade, but yes.
Sometimes it is. We'll check that on the parade.
Right, yeah.
We'll stop goofing around on the break. And these ladies are tough on me when I take pictures. Everything has to be so perfect. So that's what we're going to cover on our next break when you're listening to the commercials. But the artist community can be so competitive. So it's really nice to see people come together and provide some leadership for the other artists so that they can show their work and they can expand their community of sales and get to meet people.
My experience has been that it's very inspiring. You would think it would be competitive, and perhaps there is some competition out there, but I think in more cases we inspire each other and help each other and really encourage each other to do our best work.
Yes, but the variety of art is great, and you know, there is no two people that are doing the same thing to actually compete with each other. So I think that it's more of a very supportive atmosphere in the show. We like to support the beginning artists. We really want people to not to be afraid to join in. We help beginning artists, maybe not beginning artists, but people who decided to venture out and actually start selling their work at art shows. They may have been doing art or just selling through galleries, so they don't have that experience of direct interaction with with the customer. So we've had quite a few people who started with us.
That's really exciting, and we love the opportunity to be able to talk to an artist and to be able to find out a little bit more about their work. Now, you all know that I think you know that there's a favorite artist of mine that comes to the show, and she does stained glass pictures. They're amazing. And I picked up another one last year when I went to visit all of you, and she told me, you know, how many she discarded before she found the exact pieces, and how sometimes a piece, when she's working with it, will actually fracture. Yeah. And then she finds that she will find another piece. She will make art from the errors. And I think that's something we can all learn as an artist, is we fail sometimes, but it's in failing that we're able to produce something else. We just have to be open to things. And there's a lot of people in Hunterdon County that struggle with different things. They have to know that sometimes that failure process, it's part of the art. It's part of living.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because very often, I'm sure Ina hears this a lot too, people will say, how long did it take you to make this piece? And it's almost like, well, it took me 15 years and 3 hours. Because you go through that process of learning about your materials, and very often the accidents that happen can lead to something really wonderful. But yes, it's very much that process that you've described, that you could be working a very long time on a particular piece or a prototype that leads you to make other work.
And I'm always fascinated with Ina, who is trained as a scientist.
Yes. Yes, I had a career as a research scientist at a pharmaceutical company. Yeah.
And it shows in your art. It's so precise when you...
It's organic. I like...
It looks
nature.
Precise.
Well, nature really inspires me, and that's where I draw my inspiration from.
I think you were working on some
I have collection of they're my macro life organisms. Those are birds and flowers, and microscopic organisms, which are microscopic oceanic life, bizarre shapes, organic shapes, crystal structures.
But you know, the way you do your enamels, I think. Is very much a scientific approach to getting that organic look in your work. And I'm always fascinated by the way she uses enamels. They're beautiful colors, and it's great.
And it is great to talk to an artist and see how they put those pieces together. Sometimes in your work, Sheila, the colors in your necklaces, I think, how did she know that would just catch the light just right?
Well, it's funny, because I approach the layering. I think that's what sets my work apart, very much like an impressionist painter would approach a painting, and it's the layers of colors and that optical mix that I think people really respond to.
It's amazing to look at it, and when you're able to see it in a different light, that it actually has different colors and changes, and it picks up different things.
And in context, also, it's not just, let's say, red, but the red next to the blue, it changes the whole the look of it.
That's a graphic designer talking about.
Which is why we have such a great logo for the Flemington Fine Arts, right?
Oh, yeah, thanks to Sheila. Mm-hmm. She did.
It is great. Just like all of the work that comes out of the different studios for the artists that are committed to really producing something that they're happy with, the logo is wonderful. And
it's nice also to work with the chamber, because back in the day, I did logos for the Chamber of Commerce here in Flemington, and I worked with the Flemington Outlets, so it's like 6 degrees of separation.
Life is very cyclical sometimes.
Yeah.
We just have to be open to it. So I'm going to be able to post some information about the Flemington Fine Artisans Show, and I know Laura Cummings was on a panel not too long ago, and she was talking about how, as a resident, you should approach your activities as if you were a tourist. Mm. So if we were all visiting Flemington for Memorial Day weekend, how great would it be to, you know, it's something we probably would all do on vacation. So now we have to do it because we live here. And it's something to remind people of.
New eyes. Yes.
Yeah. There's so many things to do, and I'm so happy that this show is here where you can park and walk in. You don't need parking tickets. You don't need to pay for parking. You don't have an admission fee even.
Yes, exactly.
Which is amazing that you could just walk in. That is unheard of. Most of the shows people go to, especially the larger shows, you have to pay for parking, and then you have to pay an event fee to walk into the door. And here you can just go in and talk to the artists, take a look at some of the different work that's on display.
And what we try to do as artists is, you know, we all chip in for the expenses. We have to rent the venue, we take care of our mailing, but we, in doing so, we try to keep our prices very accessible to the people who come. And I think they'll find they get very high quality for what they're seeing there.
And there's a nice mix. I'm sure it'll be the same this year. You can have you can purchase something that is very affordable, and
very
if you're
so.
Looking for something that is very exclusive. If it's not on display, I know the artists have their books usually with them, also of some of their other work, things that they may not have brought to the show that is available. And a lot of the artists will do custom work. So it's, you
I'd
know.
I'd like to encourage people also. There are times at shows when people seem shy about trying things on or handling something, and I'd like to encourage people to try things on. You're at a fine craft show, see what it's like. The artists are very, very happy to work with the people who come to the shows. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's as much fun for us as it is for the people coming, because we like to see the people who are purchasing our items. They're like my children. So when someone buys something, they're my family. I think, Ina, you probably feel the same way. It's very nice to meet someone who, you know, appreciates what we do and will treasure it as much as we do.
It is a gift. So we're going to do some commercials, and we'll be back to talk more about the show and some of the things you could find there. Stay with us.
I had a dream about a burning house. You were stuck inside. I couldn't get you out. Laid beside you and pulled you close, and the two of us went up in smoke.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
For your loved ones left us much too soon, the memory of their courage will live on forever.
President Trump paying salute to America's fallen heroes, the men and women of law enforcement who gave their lives for this country. President Trump was joined by Vice President Pence and by Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
We mourn these fallen officers. We cannot avoid this stark truth. We are here because these men and women gave everything, gave their very lives for us.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, speaking to Meet the Press, saying he's looked at the investigations into Russian meddling in the election and said it's clear they tried.
I don't think there's any question that the Russians were playing around in our electoral processes. Again, as those intelligence reports also have indicated, it's inconclusive as to what, if any, effect it had.
USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
The family of a pledge at Penn State University who died during a fraternity party when no one would give him help after falling downstairs, speaking out. Chris Barnes has this report.
Timothy Piazza's father says it wasn't just boys being boys.
This was men who intended to force feed lethal amounts of alcohol into other young men.
Prosecutors say students did not seek medical attention after sophomore Timothy Piazza fell down steps during a pledge function involving binge drinking, and he was left for 12 hours to die a slow death on a couch in the frat house.
They said if he was brought here earlier, would the outcome be different? And the doctor said, yeah.
Jim Piazza telling NBC's Today Show nobody from the frat or the school went to his son's wake or funeral. 18 fraternity brothers now face criminal charges. I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court announcing today they will not reinstate North Carolina's strict voter ID law. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyroot for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com.
A new study is showing a number of American parents are taking a lazy attitude toward the possibility of drowning. Here's more on the story.
About 1,000 American children die from drowning every year, according to the CDC. But many parents allow their kids to swim without supervision. That's according to a new survey from the University of Michigan. More than one-third of parents said they would allow their child to be in a home, hotel, or neighborhood pool without adult supervision. One in seven said they would allow a child who cannot swim to be in the water unsupervised. Experts strongly advise parents to closely watch their children at all times, even if they are good swimmers.
Mississippi's governor asking for help. Here's Randy Bell.
Governor Bryant's asking the White House to issue a disaster declaration for nine Mississippi counties hit by last month's tornadoes.
Adams, Calhoun, Carroll, Claiborne, Holmes, Jefferson, Montgomery, Webster, and Yazoo all were requested for public assistance, and Montgomery and Holmes County for individual assistance.
Mississippi Emergency Management Director Lee Smithson is hoping for a quick decision so the counties can get federal help in cleaning up storm debris. In the two hardest hit counties, 112 homes were heavily damaged or destroyed, and if the governor's request is approved, tornado victims in homes in Montgomery counties will be eligible for housing assistance and other disaster programs.
USA Radio News.
And we're back here. Everyone got the news update, and we were busy in the studio here changing chairs around and doing whatever we do when you can't see us. So we did go live on our Facebook feed for a minute. So that was our first video uploading. That was a little scary, and they'll probably make me take it down, but it's up right now, so you could go look at Hot in Hunterdon. So back to our Flemington Fine Artisan Show. So some of the different things that I know you have are jewelry, artists that create jewelry, such as yourself, Sheila, Ina, and...
There is another person, Karen Cummins. Who does jewelry?
Yes, Karen does beautiful wire work. She wraps gemstones. She does very beautiful scroll work, and the way she antiques her jewelry makes it very special. And I love the way she uses amber. She finds just the right stones.
Handmade glass beads, right?
Handmade glass beads. Her work is really very nice.
She has this very recognizable style. That's for sure. Yes, we have a very good selection of artists. I'm very excited about this year. We have some new people as well. I'll just go through like mentioning some names and what people do. We have a very interesting fine artist from Stewartsville, Bob Girardi, who has done several shows with us already. He's a contemporary realist painter. He has a pretty good following, and I think is highly collectible. So I encourage you guys to come and see his
landscapes.
Work. Yeah. Moody landscapes, old houses, right? His like forgotten stories that come to your mind when you see his work. Very interesting. He works with acrylic on board. Another fine artist is a new woman, a new lady, Gail Scotch of New Hope. She paints local scenes in brilliant oil and acrylics. She has won regional and national awards. We are very excited to have her with us this year.
I know last year, it's the interesting thing about art is that when you purchase it, it goes on to, you have to give it away as the artist. That can sometimes be difficult.
Yes.
But then it brings joy to the people who purchase it. And last year, I purchased something. It was a stained glass statue for the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I debated if I should leave it out for the winter.
Did you? It was
welded. And I said, you know, I get sad in the winter. It's really difficult for me. And I said, I'm going to leave it where I can see it every day when I come in and come out. And it had purple and blues in it, and it was not a shiny metal, but like a pewter almost frame. And I'm so glad that I bought that and I brought it home, and it literally got me through the winter because
you could see it through the window.
Yes.
Right?
I think you bought that from Dan and Jill Burstein.
Yes, from New Hope Stained Glass, I believe, right?
They make
sculptures like that.
Yeah, they started making those garden sculptures rather recently, but they really evolved. And
they
the
did.
Colors that they bring into it, it's very nice, particularly if it's by window and you can look at it from inside or outside. And they also make wonderful vases and stained glass as well. They use a millefiori technique, which is rods of colored glass, and the way he assembles it, and it's just beautiful the way he catches the light.
Well, people can see, we feature... a new artist every day on Facebook for Flemington Fine Artisans Show. So there's a page. And if you go there, you'll be able to see the previous year's photographs of the show, also the artists who did the show. And this year, you know, before the show starts, we're posting every day the photographs and a little bit about the people who are doing this show this year.
I think you'll find also that we have new artists, but we also have returning artists. And what's really nice is that the returning artists are evolving in their work. So while you may be familiar with their style or with their approach, you'll see new work Oh, when you do come. So that's really nice.
I'm quite excited that we're having this year, for the first time, we're having a metal artist, Joan Swearer, of Garden Metalwork. And I'm so excited because I really like that.
It's very different.
Yeah. I've seen her work before, so I was quite excited when she decided to join us this year.
We have three potters also, and each one has a very different way of using pottery. Marcia Doshin, she's a longtime pottery artist. She used to do the Flemington show way back when it was at the Speedway. And I remember collecting her work at that time. She does beautiful tiles. She incorporates animal figures in many of them. She does functional pottery. Really very nice, and I love her colors.
Me too. I have some of her bowls, which I use daily.
And then we have Janice Cutler-Gear returning, and I was interested to learn that she's very influenced by things like ballet. She cited Igor Stravinsky's Firebird Ballet as one of the influences, but her work is very dreamlike, and the way she uses glazes is very much like watercolor paintings, very enchanting, and her work is wonderful. And then Joyce Inderbitzen, the thing I like about Joyce's work is the way she pierces her pottery, ceramic pieces. She uses negative space as well as positive space with her pottery, and they're beautiful shapes, and her work is functional and just really wonderful too.
Yeah, we have very interesting fine photographers.
Yes.
Don Schoenlieber has been with us before. He's a highly collectible local photographer who specializes on rural landscapes. And we're welcoming a new photographer who just joined us this year, Therese Halscheid, who is also a writer. So that I'm looking forward to meet her. I've only spoken to her on the phone, and I've seen her work on her website, and kind of interesting, enchanting, almost abstract photography that she does when she sees some scenes. You know, it's just like very mesmerizing to me how she works. So that's our photographers.
Someone else who's a woman after my own heart is Eileen Cressman Reeder.
She's a polymer
artist, and I think you could say that just about everything she does has a great deal of humor in it.
Yes.
It just makes you smile.
Is she the one with the hidden thing?
Yeah, she has these little vessels, these covered jars and vessels, and when you open the lid,
There are little sculptures too, and she just weaves stories. You should come there if you have kids and you come to Eileen's booth.
Yes,
ask her to tell you stories, show her work. It's just wonderful, I think, what she does. With humor, sense of humor. Arina Skana,
yes,
is a fiber artist who does felted toys, but she also works with like felted bags and accessories. But her toys are so whimsical. There's just such a wonderful gift.
You expect them to talk to you. Yeah.
If you want to make like this really special gift to someone, you know, a kid or you know even grown ups will enjoy them, I think, right?
Well, we'll be back to talk more about this event and some of the great things that you can find. Stay with us. We have to do a little commercial break here.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat.
Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Come join us for the 4th annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park in Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank. The 4th annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit HunterdonChamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115.
And we're back here in the studio. This is Georgine Trinkle, your host at Hunt and Hunterdon. I have Sheila and Eno. We've been talking it up here in the studio about the Flemington Fine Artisan Show, which is May 28th and 29th. And one of the things we were talking about on the break, instead of taking pictures and live video posting this time, was about one of the sponsors, Grateful Bites. And if no one's been over to their location, they actually now have some outdoor seating. So if you haven't been there, you can certainly, at the day of the event, you can sample their things.
But I just want to mention that they specialize in good food, gourmet, handcrafted comfort food from scratch with lots of love.
All right. Well, Ina's on the, she's going to do the next commercial. We had Chris from the Chamber do the past commercial. Ina's going to do the next commercial because it's made with love. She had to get that in there. There's a lot of love here in the studio today, and that's one of the things. But when we were talking through the different artists, I just didn't want to miss the sponsorship of Grateful Bites because this is really an opportunity for so many of us to be able to look at some of the great work and purchase work and just really be part of the community.
Yes.
They're going to be with us both days also.
Yes, thankfully, because we're going to be starving, you know, so they will feed us both days.
It's really nice because you can look at all the art, you can contemplate what you're going to purchase over delicious food, and then you can make your purchases.
Yeah, we're also very grateful for Flemington Community Partnership for continuing supporting us. So they're also our sponsors.
So we were talking about the different types of work we had and some of the new artists, and we were just talking about the potters, which is always near and dear.
Pottery is great. However, I would like to mention that you will find some interesting clothes there. For the first time, we have Susan Grant with First Fruits Apparel. Her work is so interesting. She uses vintage Japanese kimonos and makes silk jackets, handbags, and accessories, combining original art and Asian designs.
Yeah, they're really
Asian artwork.
They're quite beautiful.
So very interesting. So if you're looking for some interesting outfits, she's your lady. We also have silk scarves painted by Kara London. She's also a fine artist. So that's so interesting that she uses her skills as a painter on silk, and you can have like that piece of wearable art. Well, I have a big collection of her scarves myself. Yeah. We have some wood artists, people who work on wood, Felipe Niento and his wife Beatriz Munoz, make very interesting things. So mostly functional items for your kitchen.
It'd be great to own and braid as gifts.
Yeah. Another wood artist, but she's completely different in style, is Mariana Rousseau. She's joining us for the first time. Fiber artist, I shouldn't forget, Lynn Ebeling, a basket weaver.
And what is a fiber artist?
Fiber is all natural materials. It's fiber. It could be fabric, or it could be natural fiber for weaving. So weavers are usually fiber art. There is a person who uses grasses, right? Some native techniques, Native American. Well, she's not with us, but it's just an example of fiber. Felting is fiber art. Knitting is fiber art.
And the thing that Lynn does, in addition to traditional weaving of baskets and basket trays, she incorporates, it was like an antler ear that was very interesting. That
yes.
She made
You mean Lynn Ebeling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you know that she's quite local? She's from New Hope, Hopewell area, I'm sorry, from Hopewell area, New Jersey. Yeah, she does incorporate interesting found objects into her baskets. Very cool stuff.
So she goes around and she'll find something and it'll inspire mm-hmm. her. You two are very knowledgeable about all the artists, I have to say.
Well, we get to know them pretty well.
Yeah.
They go through an application process.
They send us pictures.
They send pictures, and then we see them at shows, and we get to know them and their work.
It is a juried show, so we select people who will participate at the show. Which is quite important. I think it's it kind of sets the show apart from many other shows that just accept any level. So we have high standards of participants.
And when people come, it's very convenient to pay for the work. Most of the artists, not all the artists, accept credit cards as well as as cash.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever works for the customers, it really works for the artists. And I think that people who come will really enjoy it, have a wonderful time, and find that it's a great place to get gifts that they'll treasure and ones that they can give with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I will find out about the parade, because that is a pretty neat thing to be able to do if the parade is going on. And usually they have the signs, but I guess we're 2 weeks out. Usually they have the flashing signs in Flemington by the PD that, you know, will say the parade times and all. So I'll give that a whirl, and then I'll post some updates on the Facebook
page. Yeah, that would be, I think, if you're looking to spend a nice afternoon in Flemington and you came to the parade finishes at 10 usually, right? At least I think it does. We open at 10. We're a couple of blocks away.
Yeah, it usually starts on Church Street at 10. I just I didn't see anything yet this year, mm-hmm. but I will be looking for it, and then I'll post an update, because that is such a nice thing. You can go, you know, watch the parade at 10.
Yes, and then
walk over mm-hmm. get your lunch from Grateful Bites.
Exactly.
You know, see some artists.
A wonderful hometown event, and it's great that we have a community that supports that here, and it's just a feel-good community event.
It really is, and it's really nice that both of you take time away from your art and your work to be able to put this together and organize this. It is a huge undertaking, from the mailing to selection of the artists, and we're lucky that you're committed to it and you're willing to provide leadership for such a great event for Flemington.
Thank you.
Thanks. We try to make it an enjoyable event for the artists and for everyone attending.
It's a great thing. We certainly appreciate that. Let's just wrap up. We still have about 2 minutes left, not a whole lot of time here, but I just want to make sure we get the details again. So it's at Stengel Factory.
Yes.
It's at Stengel Road. If anyone's ever been to Liberty Village, it is one of the main areas that you would turn on to get parking for Liberty mm-hmm. Village. So you have parking outside of Stengel, and then there are lots all around
yes.
Stengel Pottery, the original Stengel Pottery.
Yeah, there is a curb parking as well in the area.
So absolutely.
And it's the Sunday and Monday of Memorial Day weekend,
yes.
so it's really easy to remember.
And it's 10 to 4?
10 to 4 p.m.,
which is a perfect time to get in and to get to see some local artists and some people from the artist community. And it's great to know that you have some new artists coming out, and your event is always, you know, just a very low-key opportunity to meet people and talk about their work and go home with some goodies.
A lot of community yeah. people, they were meeting. It was very nice. It was like a kind of the place to meet, have a little refreshment, and enjoy the art.
And we will for sure find out about the parade, because that is something that ties nicely with this event, certainly for the family activity. And I'll be looking forward to seeing your work. Do you have some new pieces you'll be showing?
Either? Oh, yes.
I'm really very excited. I've been delving more into polymer and the textures, and I love the way it's been incorporated with the beadwork. So I'm quite excited about the work. I have a lot to bring. And
Nina
does too.
I do have a new collection to show, yes.
So I'm going to ask if you guys can post pictures of that on our Facebook page.
Sure.
This is the one area where radio does not do justice to the artist. So mm-hmm. if we could post some of those pictures on the page, that would be great. I know you're both really very busy putting this event together, and I certainly appreciate that you took the time today to be a guest here and to partner with the Hunterdon County Chamber, which obviously they're excited too, to know that this event didn't go away and that it's here for the artists and for the community for Memorial Day.
Well, thanks so much for helping
Thank
us
you.
Get the word out.
Thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure. I've enjoyed getting to know you both and seeing your work, and I'll look forward to doing that on the days of the show, the 28th and 29th.
The Sunday and Monday Memorial Day weekend.
Yes. Thanks for sharing your hour with us here at Hot in Hunterdon, and we will see you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
For your loved ones left us much too soon. The memory of their courage will live on forever.
President Trump paying salute to America's fallen heroes, the men and women of law enforcement who gave their lives for this country. President Trump was joined by Vice President Pence and by Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
We mourn these fallen officers. We cannot avoid this stark truth. We are here because these men and women gave everything, gave their very lives for us.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson speaking to Meet the Press, saying he's looked at the investigations into Russian meddling in the election and said it's clear they tried.
I don't think there's any question that the Russians were playing around in our electoral processes. Again, as those intelligence reports also have indicated, it's inconclusive as to what, if any, effect it had.
USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help